Next week, after more than 20 years of debate, no one has made a penny drilling for oil in the Arctic National Wildlife Refuge. But the idea of Arctic drilling has been very good for business in Washington.
It is no secret that consultants that have specialized in this have made a lot of money, especially in recent years.
One of the reasons that this continues to be used as propaganda by the environmental community is because it's their number one source of fundraising throughout the country to use in political campaigns.
Following the money in the Arctic drilling controversy, next time on Living on Earth.
Oh, no, not that.
We leave you this week in Lane's Cove. That's a small rocky inlet on the northern coast of Massachusetts. On a warm summer's eve, a small band of friends gather together at sunset to make music by the sea. Living on Earth's Ashley Ahern captured the scene of this merry troupe. Hear our program anytime on our website or get a download for your iPod or other personal listening device. The address is loe.org. That's loe.org. You can reach us at comments@loe.org. Once again, comments@loe.org. Our postal address is 20 Holland Street, Somerville, Massachusetts, 02144. You can call our listener line at 800-218-9988. That's 800-218-9988. CDs and transcripts are $15. Living on Earth is produced by the World Media Foundation. Our crew includes Ashley Ahern, Chris Ballman, Eileen Belinsky, Jennifer Chu, Bruce Gellerman, Ingrid Lobet, and Jeff Young, with help from Bobby Bascom, Kelly Cronin, and James Kerwood. Our interns are Tobin Hack and Allison Smith. Our technical director is Dennis Foley. Allison Dean composed our themes. You can find us at loe.org anytime. I'm Steve Kerwood. Thanks for listening.
Funding for Living on Earth comes from the National Science Foundation, supporting coverage of emerging science. Kashi, whose Day of Change tour features yoga lessons, natural food cooking demos, and an array of Kashi products. Details at kashi.com. Stonyfield Farm, organic yogurt and smoothies. Stonyfield pays its farmers not to use artificial growth hormones on their cows. Details at stonyfield.com. Support also comes from NPR member stations, the Ford Foundation, the Oak Foundation, and the Saunders Hotel Group of Boston's Lenox and Copley Square Hotels, serving you and the environment while helping preserve the past and protect the future. 800-225-7676.
This is NPR, National Public Radio.